construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every load, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
The time is 18 hours on Phoenix. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Good evening. The headlines. FQM unveils multi-million dollar spending plans alongside 2025 copper production figures. CCMG declares Chawama Bai election credible despite recorded incidents of harassment and violence. And in global news, South Africa declares national disaster over floods and rains that have killed 30 people. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Preliminary figures from First Quantum Minerals FQM Kansanshi mine in Solwezi have revealed that copper production at the company rose by almost 6% to 181,000 tons last year, their highest production since 2021. The company has also unveiled a multi-million dollar capital investment program for its Zambian operations over the next 3 years, a move expected to benefit local suppliers, contractors and host communities. According to the figures, Kansanshi's output for 2025 increased by 10,000 tons compared with the 171,000 tons recorded in 2024, boosted by 25,000 tons of production from the company's new S3 circuit, which was officially launched by President Hakainde Hichilema in August last year. FQM Chief Executive Officer Tristan Pascal says the new plant delivered milling rates and operating times above 80% of design capacity, supported by an average recovery of over 80%, marking a significant milestone for the expansion project. Mr. Pascal says the company also reported annual gold production for 2025 increased by more than 10% to 116,000 ounces, driven by higher grades due mainly to more selective mining methods on higher grade veins during the first quarter and higher ore output and recoveries in the second quarter. Meanwhile, First Quantum Sentinel Copper Mine in Kalumbila reported production of 189,000 tons for the full year, 42,000 tons below 2024 due to lower grades and higher maintenance, partially offset by higher output. The Christian Churches Monitoring Group, CCMG, says it recorded 10 critical incidents involving harassment, violence, voter inducement and campaigning at polling stations in the just-ended Chawama parliamentary by-election, despite the poll meeting national, regional and international standards for a credible election. CCMG Program Director Peter Mwanangombe says the incidents were documented on election day by the organization's monitors deployed across the constituency. Mr. Mwanangombe explained that in line with its mandate to promote electoral integrity, CCMG conducted a non-partisan observation of the entire electoral process. He says the organization recruited, trained, and deployed 7 long-term observers to monitor the pre-election environment, as well as 101 process and results verification for transparency PRVT monitors to all polling stations on election day. According to Mr. Mwanangombe, reports from the PRVT monitors confirmed that the opening, setup, voting, counting, and results tabulation were conducted in line with the law and established procedures, and that CCMG has independently verified the results announced by the ECZ as a true reflection of the votes cast. He further noted that CCMG documented 8 violations of the Electoral Code of Conduct during the campaign period, including incidents in which UPND supporters were allegedly recording voters' cards and national registration card numbers, contrary to Sections 81 and 83 of the Electoral Process Act.
We urge the ECZ to attend political rallies and other political activities as a way to monitor compliance with the Electoral Code of Conduct as provided under paragraph 3, subparagraph 2 of the Electoral Process Act. Further, the Electoral Commission should strictly enforce the Electoral Code of Conduct by sanctioning political parties, candidates, and supporters who violate the code irrespective of political affiliation.
The Kafue Gorge Regional Training Center, KGRTC, has signed an agreement with Vision High Tech of China for the construction of Phase 2 of a solar power plant, which will generate at least 10 megawatts. Speaking at the signing ceremony in Osaka this morning, KGRTC Head of Projects and Consultancy, Mwaba Matimba, said the site where Phase 1 is being constructed is expandable. Therefore, the planned addition of Phase 2, which will commence soon. Mr. Matimba disclosed that construction of Phase 1 is expected to be commissioned mid this year, and that the center's commitment to the solar project is driven by the need for diversification of energy mix as well as self-sustainability.
We already have a Phase 1 which is running under development, 10 megawatts, scheduled to be commissioned by mid of this year, somewhere around June, July. And we have added the second phase, which is what we are saying or witnessing over here. So that site we have is expandable, which means it is running in phases. So this is the second phase. We will add an additional at least 10 megawatts to the project that we are already embarking on.
Meanwhile, Vision High Tech General Manager Lin Yefeng reiterated his organization's commitment to bringing Chinese technology into the project.
We are committed to bring Chinese technology and the Chinese spirit to our project, and also we will introduce our intelligent wind and solar power model to help anyone to understand what renewable power, how to remote control and monitoring and sensing.
Police in Northwestern Province have arrested the owner of a vehicle that was impounded in connection with a fertilizer scam that defrauded 9 farmers in Kalumbila District of over 35,000 kwacha. Provincial Commissioner of Police, Brighton Siwale, said the incident occurred at Solwezi City Mall after a report was made by Kelvin Katembo on behalf of the affected farmers. Mr. Siwale explained that 2 unidentified men allegedly overheard the farmers discussing their need for fertilizer after receiving payments from the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Then they offered to sell 50 kilogram bags of fertilizer at a discounted price of 900 kwacha each, and showed the farmers a parked canter truck, which they claimed was loaded and ready for delivery. According to Mr. Siwale, the farmers handed over 35,800 kwacha in cash to Mr. Katembo, who in turn gave the money to the 2 suspects. He says the suspects then informed the farmers that they had gone to collect a receipt from a nearby store, but failed to return after 2 hours, prompting the matter to be reported to Kiawama Police Station. Mr. Siwale has confirmed that police officers visited the scene and impounded the canter truck, and a manhunt for the 2 suspects is currently underway. In global news, South Africa has declared a national disaster over torrential rains and floods that have killed at least 30 people in the country's north, damaged thousands of homes, and washed away roads and bridges. The declaration was made by the head of the National Disaster Management Center and announced by the government. The worst impact is in the northern provinces of Limpopo and Mpumalanga, where the fatalities occurred. We monitored the BBC.